I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. Apart from, it's a gloomy evening, but doesn't that just suit a square-eyed content watcher? Just
exactly. Fine. I'm going to go home and watch a movie.
Done.
Perfect.
Done. But what should we watch?
Yes.
Soft Cell. Well, these are going to be some options about going out to watch a movie.
Okay.
So maybe I'm already contradicting myself. last week I went to the Auckland premiere of Pike River. This is the true story based on the aftermath of the Pike River mining disaster in 2010. Superb performances from Melanie Lynskey and Robin Malcolm. I think sort of like less lingering on the details of the disaster itself and more focused on the personal impacts on the families in Greymouth. Mm. And in particular, the relentless, indefatigable and highly inspirational campaign by two women to just keep this an issue on people's minds, in the media, and crucially on the wavelength of politicians and the Beehive. Spent 15 years trying to get justice for a deceased husband and son. Mm. And I think part of the issue with Pike River being that for a town like Greymouth, it's very easy for the powers that be in New Zealand to just kind of ignore them.
Mm.
Anna and Sonia fought relentlessly to not be ignored. The story is super inspirational, and the film's a really, really good retelling of this. The feeling I had during it, well, I think as it pertains to the two women involved, I didn't feel like they had been, I guess, sort of sidelined or superseded by this film. Rather, it kind of amplified their voices. They haven't gone anywhere. Like, they're still being very vocal about the need for safety in the workplace. The fast-track legislation is of particular concern to them.
Mm.
And I think through the many Q&As that they're doing around this film's release, official cinema release date is next week, but there's screenings all over the show right from now till then, many of which have them doing Q&As. I think that this is a really good time to revisit the subject matter. It shouldn't also be lost on anyone that Pike River and its poor aftermath happened under a national government.
Yeah.
One of the other feelings I had during this film was the sense of absolute dread were something like this to happen under our current leaders. And just how these people feel to me very unprepared to deal with anything with actual serious consequences.
Mm.
Even less so than the John Key government. So that was my political stripes. This film made me feel angry, made me feel sad, made me feel really proud to be a New Zealander. It kind of ran the gamut. So a strong recommend. I note that I potentially viewed it as a bit of an obligation, a bit of a professional obligation to attend. I was like, oh, I'm going to the screening. There's going to be speeches beforehand. They're going to be heavy. The mood's going to be heavy before that even starts. The movie's going to be heavy, and then it's going to be heavy afterwards. But John Campbell was the MC for the night, and he was superb because he gave everyone in the room this permission to feel a whole suite of emotions. He loved to just punctuate his thoughts with a good fuck, and that always goes a long way. So don't feel you're signing up for a grim fest. This is definitely an emotionally challenging film. It's got two actors who are very gifted in that department as the leads, but there's lots of uplifting elements to it also. So that's Pike River. You can catch that in a variety of cinemas from today. Its proper general release starts next week. Also last week, I caught Black Phone 2, which is a very, very different film. I enjoyed the first Black Phone, or The Black Phone, as it was then called. But I thought it was a good film, not a great film. I was kind of a bit surprised that it even had a sequel. It didn't feel story-wise that it needed one. So it does what some of the great horrors of the 80s do in sequelizing and just kind of madly, wildly expands its universe.
Mm-hmm.
Does it in really creative ways. I like this a lot more than its predecessor. And that feels like a really, really rare thing in, in both modern movie going and particularly horror cinema. A lot of care and effort's gone into the returning screenwriter and director coming back to do a really good job. And you can, I think that's really evident in the film. It's really fun. A lot of great details. Stylistically, it's really cool. Very much an early 80s horror in terms of a lot of its style and references. But one thing that jumped out to me, and I was sitting there with film-going fellow critic Dom Corey, and we both kind of turned and looked at each other, when one of the American kids said to another American kid, choice.
Sorry? No.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it happened, and we both twitched in the cinema, and it kind of felt like, it was like the baby version of, in like that real New Zealand thing, like in Point Break, where it's like, what am I going to do, paddle to New Zealand? And everyone in New Zealand goes, oh, they said New Zealand in the movie.
I love doing that, though.
So it was like a real minor version of that. But I then brought this up on Blue Sky and hit up the screenwriter, and he was like, no, it's like early 80s American slang. So guys, I got bad news. Choice is not New Zealand slang.
No.
We're using used up leftover slang that America's deemed rubbish. Bugger.
Oh, bugger.
Who knows where that belongs. So that's a couple of things in cinemas. And I'll also do a little plug for the long weekend coming up. Show Me Shorts is out of cinemas and into on demand all over Labor Weekend. You can go to the Show Me Shorts website, showmeshorts.co.nz, and rent a number of selections of their excellent shorts. They've taken the same approach as with the cinema screenings, that these are little curated collections. Or if you're feeling like being a pig, you can just pay to watch everything. So I reckon a good chance to catch up on these shorts before they evaporate into wherever shorts go after Labor Weekend.
Things to think about. Where do you think they go, Soph? Oh,
I don't know.
Same place as socks.
Yeah, sure.
Washing machine?
Bound to.
The dishwasher.
True.
Whoa.
Hey, sometimes washing machines break.
Say no more. Say no more. See you next time.
Bye, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.